Blog Talk Radio.
Music turned off one time. I was wondering if it was going to happen this week or not. Hi, and welcome to Diva Days for Life. Thank you for joining us tonight. And you can follow our Facebook page, Diva Days for Lives. You can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. And you can follow me on Twitter at divaabdul.com. And we have Marianne here tonight.
Hi, everyone. You can find me on Twitter at mama_hooch.
And we have Miss Jen here tonight.
Hi, ladies. Hi, everybody. I'm at rexjdk at Twitter.
And Anna's fashionably late, and you can find her at Causey Hooch. And you can find our friends, a shout out to our friends, Bob and Amy Hapka, Bob Hapka, Amy Hapka, and at Lauren Coslow, at Teo Pengelis, and our friend Ian Buchanan at Kiltrip USA. So let's get started. So we had a lot of stuff happen this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like hard to even know where to start. So we could start with Nicole walking into the mansion. Oh, Kristen walking into the mansion, being Nicole and dropping the bomb that she's married to Tony.
Yeah.
Mary, you pick that up?
Yes. Let's see where we are. That was this week, right? Okay, so she walks in and she says she's married to Tony, and then her and is that where Dr. Shin was there, I guess, right? Yeah, he was still there. And Gabby and Stefan, you know, first of all, I think Gabby thought it was Andre or something, but I know her and Gabby got into it, which was the good dialogue and conversation between the two of them, like debating why they should, each one of them should have it. And of course, Gabby is like her, you know, how she's good in business and how she's done good for Gabby Sheik. And Nicole kind of said to him, well, if, you know, those two are married and you don't want Stefan to be there, but if you give it to Gabby, it's going to be like Stefan's going to be running it anyway. And so they kind of went back and forth on that. And then Dr. Shin, he made Gabby in charge. And is that the one? Then they, of course, Nicole almost lost it. Well, Kristen almost lost it, almost gave it away, and Tony kind of basically had to drag her out of there.
Yeah.
And that's where, that's where Gabby said to Stefan to go. He wanted to go up and have sex, and she says, "Well, better yet, why don't you just pack your bags and get out of here now?" So then that's where, so that continued on, and then he was arguing with her and basically back and forth, and she, you know, she wasn't gonna. He didn't believe her. He kept telling her, "No, you have feelings for me," and. And which she does, I think she does, but she's still trying to get the company away from him. So he finally leaves. And then, is that when Rafe came? So I'm getting mixed up, because then Stefan does eventually get arrested for Ted's murder.
That was when Brady came, I think.
Is that Brady came in? Okay, that's when Brady came in. Okay. He questioned, of course, he questions Gabby on her, her intentions. He feels, and everybody tells Gabby the same thing, that she has feelings for Stefan. So. So I don't know. After that, is there anything else on that? I think we're good.
I vote for Tony running the company.
Yeah, me
too. Oh, see, that's my whole thing. That's my whole thing. And I think he brought it up this week sometime or something about running the company. Or he should just run the company, which doesn't make sense to me. He's the one that should have it.
Yep.
Yeah. But I guess they wanted this whole thing, stupid thing with him having to marry Kristen, so there could be this fight, I guess, between Gabby and Kristen. Because the most logical one to have it would be Tony. So,
right.
I don't know. But Tony's more or less saying he doesn't want it.
Yeah, he's the Jon Snow of the group. If you guys watch Game of Thrones, Jon Snow.
I don't.
Yeah, then...
Yeah.
The last season, all he kept saying was how he didn't want it. He didn't want the Iron Throne. I mean, that's like literally his entire dialogue the entire season. It was horrible. It's kind of a meme type thing to say I don't want it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me why Tony wouldn't want it. He's always wanted it. So I really don't get that at all.
It's the writers just don't want to. I don't know why they don't want to give it to him. Here's my scenario, which I think would be great, is having, we all know maybe Andre's out there alive somewhere. Bring him back. And then you have Kate. Then you have Anna coming back. And then you could have Andre and Kate and Tony and Anna, those two couples fighting for control of the mayor.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Andre and Tony.
Oh,
would,
that'd be good.
That's the way it should be. Like, what business does Gabby, or in their sense, Nicole, maybe Kristen, but really it should be more Tony and Andre.
Yeah, they should just give Gabby back her company and say bye.
Right. That's I don't know why these writers just sometimes they just don't want to write for Tony and Andre. I don't know what it is. I don't understand it, but I think with Anna and Kate would make it really interesting.
Oh, yeah. And throw Roman in the mix.
Oh, yeah. Which I'm hearing Roman's supposed to be with this whole thing with Anna coming back, doing what she did to Tony.
Yeah.
So we're kind of getting ahead of ourselves, but yeah. Anybody see the previews for that?
I heard about it.
Oh, yeah.
Anna.
Poor Roman.
Yeah. Or poor Tony, although he gets what he deserves. Like I say, smack him again and again and again. I'd like to ask Leanne, how many takes did you ask for, Leanne? that was pretty good. But I'd like to see what his explanation is to her. But I think he did it on reluctantly, I guess. But still.
Yeah.
I don't know. So how did you like the whole Kristen, killing, we all saw her killing Ted. Well, actually, she didn't kill Ted.
No, Tony did.
Tony did, but by accident.
Yeah.
It basically was an accident. So Ted comes, and, of course, there's Kristen, so the secret's up, so... He sees a gun and he reaches for it, and Tony, miraculously, with the pain and using a cane, drops his cane, struggles for the gun, and still manages to outmaneuver Ted, and Ted gets shot in the struggle for the gun.
Yeah.
So I thought that was funny, how they all of a sudden, but now he's back using a cane, but he had no trouble. Yeah, so...
That whole thing was so weirdly edited.
It was.
That was just bizarre, and there's no noise. And then later on, they're talking about the gunshot, and I'm like, I didn't hear a freaking gunshot. I mean, it was just weird, and I didn't like it at all.
It was like a tape being fast-forwarded.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they were trying to be fancy there and it failed or not, that, you know, maybe it's just better to go straight forward instead of trying to show it from two different perspectives or something. I don't know what the hell they were doing. It was just bad.
Oh, and then what else?
And so he's laying there dead, and Tony made a comment. He says, well, should we call housekeeping? So, but then Kristen, however she gets it, we see her, what, driving a trunk back down to Ted's, I guess, to Ted's room. So I take it that they're both in the same hotel. Or the same place.
I thought he had an apartment, though. That's
yeah.
You know, he had a kitchen.
Okay, that's what I thought, too. But so how did she, again, how did she get him out?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what everybody's kind of saying, you know, because he did have an apartment, right? His own place. And I guess, are they supposed to be, is Tony and Kristen supposed to be at the Salem Inn? Or do we really even know where they're at? Okay.
Yeah, they're there, and Kate lives there, too. That's kind
of yeah.
And Nicole.
But she, Nicole, yeah. So we see her dragging that in there, and then once she gets him in there and gets him out, magically that big trunk disappears. I don't know where it went, and then she put it back in the bedroom, or I don't know what she did with it, but that was gone. And then how she staged him, she turned him over, or was he on his back? I don't know. No, he was on his stomach.
Yeah.
He got shot in the chest, but landed on his stomach, right?
Yeah.
You would think he would be on his back. But anyway, which was another thing. So, then what we had, then she had some of them grab some of the money that he had and the necklace, and she took it and left. And in the meantime, Stefan's arguing with Gabby. He got out on bail, right?
Yeah.
Is that how he?
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. So then he comes back, and they're still arguing about, you know, things, and then he leaves, and he runs into Hope, and he's on his way to see Ted, and he goes, and there's Ted, finds Ted. Ted is dead. How did you like that whole? They kept saying Ted is dead.
Yeah.
Ted is dead. Yeah. And although I'm going to miss Ted,
I like Ted.
Starting to get like jobs. I like it. Yeah, I kind of like him. Starting to like him, so I don't know if I liked him with Hope, though. I don't know.
No.
I did.
No, I just, yeah.
He would,
I don't know who I like Hope with.
Yeah, Hope just
with who?
Kills. She just neuters every man she's with.
I don't know what it is with Hope, but I just don't like her. I don't know who I would like her with. I don't know.
I don't know. But every time they bring a new guy on just for her, it doesn't work.
Mm-mm. That doesn't work.
You know, Ted was better off with Kate.
Yeah, he was better with Kate.
How about
maybe
Abe and Hope?
Aiden and Hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Hope needs to be with someone she can... she can trust, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe she just needs to be on a break for a bit.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless Bo comes back, I don't know if anybody's going to really work
for
her. It just seems like it. I don't know. No. And so how did you like Stefan? As smart as he's supposed to be, and he's a Demira and everything, he picks up the gun.
Yep, gun of the rock.
Yeah. I mean, so then of course, Eli kind of walks in at the same time and, of course, arrests him for killing Ted. And he swears that he didn't do it, and he's being set up just like he was set up for the kidnapping. And I guess him and Gabby, they both think it's Nicole. which they are right, except they don't know that it's Kristen. Nobody knows it's Kristen. And in the meantime, what do you think about Brady and Kristen, or Brady and Nicole? Oh, my God. There's been all kinds of stuff out there. Like, I think even Ron said something about the latex or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like people said, couldn't he tell that was a mask? Or couldn't he tell this? So they kind of addressed it a little bit. Like you said, something was different, he kept telling her. You know, he told her. Well, she says, wasn't it good for you? And he said, yeah, it was, but it was different. And then he started, like, she got up to take a shower, and he started thinking about Kristen, like, with that tattoo on her back. He was thinking of her. And then she comes back to bed, and he's actually telling her, you know who I was thinking about? I was thinking about Kristen, of course, which really made Kristen probably, like, really so happy. But as Nicole, she couldn't kind of act like that. That was kind of bizarre. I'm there, oh, Brady, you are just – they just keep making Brady dumber and dumber. He can't get much dumber when it comes to women, I'm telling you. That's the running joke with Brady, though. And the fans, even with Eric, you know, with Eric Martzoff too, you know, he knows. Everyone thinks they always bring that up. So I thought, and then, like, she's about ready. She kind of wants to tell him, but doesn't want to tell him. So in the meantime, this is funny too. She's in bed with Brady, and she knows. So she texts Tony and tells him to stay away. Stay away, because in the meantime, he runs into Kate, or Kate runs into him, and she falls. She goes like she faints when she sees him. And I think they run into each other again. I might be getting two different things messed up. Then she asks him for a drink, or they sit and have a drink together.
And Hope joins them.
They're talking. Yeah, and Hope joined him. And then remember the last time, of course, it was as Andre, she threw a drink in his face the last time, but this time, this is Tony, but, which has got to be kind of hard for her. So anyway, here we pan back to, like, after they've had the drink, I think it was maybe the next day, you see Kate is in bed, and Tony is, like, over on the couch. And so they spent the night together, but in separate beds, and she gets awake, and she looks over, and again, she startles, and he's there, what, and she says, well, when you see your doppelganger that you were married to, and now it's you, and, like, she was all, it has to be bizarre for her, too, and probably part of her probably thinks, and people are even saying this, like, well, is it really Tony, or is it Andre pretending to be Tony? So, who knows? I mean, the writers could go anywhere, or any which way with that too. But
was it another
DID
story?
Right now it seems to be it's supposedly Tony. So, that's kind of funny. So Tony has to stay away until Brady's done with Nicole or Kristen. So. There's some good scenes it was nice to see Lauren Coslow and Teo back together again.
Yeah.
Even though it was Kate and Tony instead of Kate and Andre. You could see even Tony getting together. I thought, it would make an interesting triangle with Anna coming back, the three of them.
Right.
Although I think it's going to be, Roman's going to be thrown in there too.
Yeah,
from what I understand. So, yeah. So, and he's still not sure. He's not keen on the idea because of Anna. Because he even said something to Kristen. He doesn't really like this. He kind of wants to get out. And Kristen's was about ready to tell Brady. Did Tony just kind of find out that Kristen put Xander and Kate and kidnapped them?
Yeah.
I don't think he, yeah, he, I don't think he knew that from before, only from Kate. Kate confided in him about that and also
mm-hmm.
confided in him that she knows Kristen's alive. And he's trying to downplay it, like, oh, no, that's not, you didn't see. And she says, yes, I saw her with my own eyes. But then she says, and I think Nicole, she had, you know, she's, Nicole's helping her because Kate doesn't, still doesn't know that, you know, they're one and the same. So he, she told him all about that and about Maggie seeing her. So, so now that Tony knows that, and he told Kristen, everybody, you know, they're getting closer. People are getting closer to knowing that, you're, you know, that you're alive. So there's a lot of interesting conversations and scenes going on. I always like to see all the scenes with Teo and all the women. He has scenes with Ari.
Mm-hmm.
He has scenes with Stacy. Then he has scenes with Lauren. And then soon he's going to be the scenes with Leanne.
Anna.
Yeah. And Deidre, too.
And oh, yeah, that's right, Deidre. He's going to see Deidre. And there's a promo. It looks like Deidre gets shot or does Kristen has a gun, now whether they're just making it look like the Marlena gets shot. I don't know, that was in the promo.
It looked like they were just making it, but, I mean, gee, she just got shot last year.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah, I know. And fans are out there complaining, oh, not again. Do something, you know, not the same
can
story.
Can they shoot somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, I'm not sure why she would go
so
after Marlena again anyway. But she wants
mm-hmm.
Grady back, so she's not interested in John. And, you know, she's trying to Gabby's actually her number one enemy right now, so I'm not sure why she'd even think to hurt Marlena again. That seems kind of weird.
Yeah, I know, because she's kind of given up on, seems like she gave up on John. Now she's
right.
Brady. Yeah. So, I don't know if that's just kind of a tease and it's really not going to happen. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it looked awkward. I didn't really didn't think it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, most of it, and Taya was on all week again, 10 days.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Two weeks in a row every day, and he's on again Monday. I think he's probably going to be on most, I don't know, how much of the week next week. I know he did say in our interview he has 30 episodes. Now, whether they're all together or they're spaced out.
They need to put him on contract.
They need to put him on contract.
You know, what they're doing now, this reoccurring back and forth. You know what I mean? Just off and on every he'll be off for 7 months, and then they call him, and he comes, you know. So he's off and on. Yeah.
So is there any
on that, on the Kristen, I think we're almost on the Kristen angle with Ted and trying to do Brady.
Well, I'm still bummed. I mean, I kind of, other than Stefan getting arrested and getting out quickly, I'm not sure what the point was of killing off Ted.
I know.
I really don't see how that advances the story too much. Just,
no.
Especially when it was an accident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Ted, yeah, I don't know. Because he already is out, and it seems like nobody cares. Poor Ted, nobody cares about Ted. I don't know. Other than how's it going to link him back, because Hope kind of runs into Kristen. She's not in her disguise. She just has, like, sunglasses and big hat, and she had thrown the neck, or she had dropped the necklace and a $100 bill that Hope picked up and wanted to give back to her, but she ran away. Seemed a little weird, and it's probably, and she's thinking it's so her and kind of course, Rafe comes and finds her, and they kind of talk about it, and they kind of figure it's the same $100 bill that Hope had found in Rafe's place. I mean, not Rafe's place, Ted's place.
Ted.
So
Ted's place.
Yeah, Ted's place. Yeah. So they're thinking that that same person that has, you know, that had the necklace, because that was stolen from Ted's room, was probably the one that killed them. Because now they're both kind of feeling that probably Stefan is being set up and it really wasn't him. I think Hope believes that. She's getting kind of raped to believe that. And I'm thinking, oh, gosh, they're not going to put them back together, are they?
Please. God, no.
Please, no. But they're kind of like talking civilly to each other and kind of like they're going to work on this case to try to figure this out. I don't know. I don't know if they'll go there or not. And then we had scenes with Gabby and Rafe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What about the spoiler?
That Hope asked John to help with the Ted murder.
Oh, okay.
So maybe that means stays away from Rafe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't see that spoiler, but yeah, that would make sense. Because doesn't he still have doesn't he have that investigating thing? Remember, he started that with Paul.
Black Patch.
Yeah, but now we don't have Steve and we don't have Paul. Although Steve is coming back soon, I think.
When?
I know. It seems like forever that we heard that he's coming back, but till we actually see him. So, takes about 7 months. Because I think that's about how far ahead they are. And it could be even closer to 8. Crazy.
Yeah, Brandon Beamer said he just filmed for February.
Mm-hmm. So,
dang.
Yeah. Well, that's why these actors don't know where, you know, what actually we're seeing, and they don't even remember half of the time. You know, they've been on to so many other different stories. So, Carrie, what did you think of Eric and Sarah and Rex?
I honestly didn't mind Rex, really. I actually kind of like Kyle better as Rex than I did as Brady. But
I like Kyle.
Yeah. I really didn't see the point of writing them off and having them leave town. And Eric and Sarah basically having sex immediately was a little awkward too, but she's still married to Rex, and I mean, I just it just didn't really do it for me, and I feel for Xander, all for Xander and Sarah hooking up.
Oh yeah, I feel for Xander, and oh my God, I have to say Maggie and Xander, he calls her Mags. Oh, my God. When he called her Mags, I thought, oh, my God, that was
so
cute.
So cute.
Hey, Mags.
He's so cute.
Yeah, I know. He is when he was drunk. Drunk Xander. And he comes. Oh, that was in the scenes with Rex and Xander are drunk together. You know, they both lost Sarah.
Yeah, and Kate walks in.
Yes. Yeah. And Faisal, yeah.
No, he wasn't there then.
Oh, yeah.
My problem is, why is it all Eric's fault?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Sarah's the, my God.
Yeah.
She's so fickle. She goes from one guy to the next to the next. It's like, make a decision, you know, and she only married Rex because she couldn't have Eric.
Yeah.
She said she loved Rex, but she said, you know, I don't know. But then Eric was dumb. Eric should have told his feelings too. You know, he had every chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still carrying a torch for Nicole, and I think when
when it came out that Nicole and Tony got married, that's when Eric decided to finally, you know, pursue Sarah. But of course, by that time, Rex already found out because Sarah called him Eric in bed. Yeah, which is awkward. So, yeah, I mean, I think Eric just basically he just officially gave up on Nicole, and that's why he's with Sarah. But I still think Sarah's second best, though, in his head.
Right. And I think probably deep down Sarah knows that, too. She knows.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if really, of course, now, Kristen did make that comment that Nicole is really dead. But so I don't know. But I don't think so. She could be coming back.
No.
The actual Nicole. I don't know. Maybe not. Because we do know that Holly really isn't dead. So where is Holly? They have to
find Holly.
That, you know, because, yeah, where is Holly? Who has Holly? Not Kristen. Somebody has Holly. So how they're going to do that. But, yeah, and the scenes with Xander and Maggie, and she brings out the ice cream, and they're sharing the ice cream together. So. But I think eventually we're going to see Xander and Sarah.
Yeah.
That's where it's going to go. Because I do think they have the chemistry there. And it's always the best when you hate each other first. It always seems to be the relationships that work. Yeah. Fighting all the time. Like kind of Bo and Hope. Kind of couldn't, you know, she couldn't stand him at first. Yeah. So Rex left and he called Roman and Kato into the, you know, the Brady pub, and we had some Cayman scene.
Yeah.
Kind of a little couple to each other because they didn't want to see Rex leave. You know, Kate didn't want him to leave. Of course, she was going to go find Sarah and tell her off. Kate. You know how Kate is. So.
Yeah, and that's when Anna walks in.
At least Kate didn't have any brownies.
Yeah. And Anna kind of sees them hugging, so I'm thinking, because, you know, she had that little thing with Roman before she left the last time, and she had that look on her face. Now, I hear the reason that she's back, she's finally come to terms, and she's going to give up the urn with Tony's ashes, you know, and finally put it in the mirror mausoleum. So, but you know, of course, that isn't really Tony's ashes. So, if we're ever going to find out what's in there and whose ashes they were, I don't know. So, but I heard Monday's the day where she runs into Tony.
Hey, maybe they're Alex's.
I don't know.
Alex Marshall.
Oh, Alex Marshall.
Oh,
I love Alex. I was one of them.
Yeah, I'm not. He's not dead. Nope.
Yeah. No. Yeah, he was good. He was fun.
Yeah.
So what else was going on? Covered everything with Ted. Was there anything with Lonnie and Eli? Nothing new with JJ or Haley, huh?
Nope.
I saw in the spoilers where she falls down the steps at the apartment.
Oh, yeah,
so it looks that was her falling. So I don't know what that's all about. And Tripp's still around, so I don't know how Tripp's supposed to be leaving. So I don't know how that's going to happen. Oh, we had Chloe was on a little bit.
Who was she talking to, Rex? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to miss her. I like Chloe.
Yeah. Because he was telling her about Eric and Sarah. We haven't seen Victor for a while.
No.
Yeah. But I'm really liking Gabby and Stefan. They're still, you know, going good. And I heard he leaves too, but I don't know if he leaves and comes back.
I thought he was coming back. I don't know anymore though.
But, yeah, I've heard. Yeah. I do like them. So I don't know how this whole Demira thing's gonna, you know, pan out. If Gabby's gonna keep it, if somebody's gonna challenge. I don't know. Anna should talk some sense into Tony and say, you know, you need to go in and reclaim that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You should be the one. Yeah, I could see Anna doing that. I thought even Kate would say something to him. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I think the spoiler was that Kate talks to Shen herself.
Oh, okay. I'm still thinking her, him and, you know, kind of her and Tony seem to be scheming, especially when she confided in him. So I'm thinking maybe somehow maybe they try to do something together. So that could be interesting.
If they end up setting this up, it's Chad versus Stefan. I'm going to just be annoyed because I honestly don't give a rat's rear end about either one of those two.
Me either.
To me,
yeah.
They're neither one were interesting.
Yeah.
They're both later in life, Demira's. And Tony should be the head of the family. Right. Tony should be the head of the family, period.
Definitely.
Yes. Always should have been from the time they first. That's what they did. So they brought EJ in, then they brought Chad in, and they brought Stefan. And all three of those times, it really should have been Tony.
Definitely.
And then they keep inventing sons. They kept inventing. There's three sons that came after Tony. And then, of course, Andre. And Andre was a nephew who they made a son.
Actually, there were four, though. Benji.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But Benji never, yeah. So. I don't know. And I like how they all talk to Stefan, the picture.
Yep.
Yep.
And Gabby will talk to, I mean, they all do. So. Oh, and Vivian still has. She's got to come back yet, too. So she might be in the mix of all this, you know, with Stefan and taking control and stuff. So. I'm trying to think what else.
If that is Vivian. Are we sure Robin Strasser is playing Vivian?
I'm pretty much almost positive that Robin is playing everything that I've been seeing and hearing. That she's Vivian. I don't know. I don't know if Louise. I don't think Louise wanted to do it. I don't think. Oh no. I don't know. I think.
Oh,
I don't know. I think Robin. Do you think she'd be a good one? I think. She'd be good.
I love Robin Strasser.
Yeah, I'm thinking she would be good. As Vivian. Oh, is there any other? I don't know, Will and Sonny. I don't know what's going on with them. Jack and, what's her name? Jack and Jen.
Well, he's divorcing Eve.
Yeah, he's divorcing Eve. Nothing, I don't know if there's nothing much different other than Jack might be a little bit, seemed to be a little bit nicer. So, and as we're still not sure, we're kind of think that Xander really did give, I mean, he really did get the real sermon, either that or Xander still has some of the real stuff. I don't know. One or the other. So. Any other spoilers out there for the upcoming weeks?
Not that I know of.
As I know of, just from what I saw. Oh, Ben and Sierra. something about they're hiding under the bed in Kristen's room. So I don't know if they're going to find out. That's part of the how they get in there. Oh, because, I don't know, Stefan hired Ben to find out stuff, I guess, about Nicole. I think that's how that comes about. Because they haven't been on for a while.
Yeah.
They were on. They weren't on all week. It mainly was mainly the whole Kristen storyline with Ted and then the whole Eric and Xander thing. Well, I know they all had there's a big fan event down in Houston this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was 10 of them there. The Land of Cause was posting all kinds of pictures. She was down there. It looked like it was like 10 of them, like Drake and Deidre and Lauren and Lindsay, I think, and Camilla and Lamar, Self-Stowers. So, yeah. And then there was another event, I think, in New York. Something was going on.
Oh, wow.
I think Eric Martoff was in there. Yeah, so somebody was posting pictures of this event in New York. So, yeah. So they're out doing promotions, I guess. So, yeah. So, other than that, I don't know. I think they covered
it
all. Or, yeah. I'm waiting for the Tony and Anna reunion.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's going to be some fireworks.
So, yeah, it looks like it. But I like how they put it out there before it happens. It's like, I would have rather seen it as it happened.
Yes.
Instead of seeing it in a promo. So now we know what's coming. It's like, you know, why do they do that?
I hate spoilers.
I guess they get you to watch. I know. Like when they show, yeah, I would like to see exactly what happens, what's said before that happens. And yeah. You've got to admit, Anna's got to be a little pissed that she has. I mean, his is like 10 years, and he's made no contact, and he's been alive all these years and made no contact with her.
You're going to go nuts.
Yeah. And then he's been back for 2 weeks and made no – he's been back in Salem for 2 weeks and made no contact with her. So, yeah. Oh. Well, I think we covered everything.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Carrie. Yeah.
All
right.
Okay. Talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right. Night.
Good night.
Okay. Good night. See y'all next week. Bye-bye.